17. I knew you said it was 19, so I'm not even used to being away. 1917. Same year as Scott Ross was born, in fact. Mustn't be calling back to us. That was a bit mean. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Peter Streams from St Francis Hospice. Peter was talking just before the break about all the good work that the hospice do, just in case you weren't aware, and also talking about the drinks trolley, which is highly important. Now, you've got loads of events, because, as you said, you have to raise quite a lot of money a lot of millions of pounds a year.
That's right.
To keep the hospice going and making sure that you've got the beds there with the patients being looked after, and also all the work that you do outside looking after people at home. So what events have you got coming up?
Well, stacks, but I'm going to start with a couple of thanks, because, as you mentioned, there's so many things we have to do to raise that sort of money. We can't do it all ourselves, even though we have a team of fundraisers, colleagues who put on these events and organise stuff. That alone wouldn't be enough, so we rely on lots of people doing their own things to help us. And I must say a big thank you to Hayley Rossiter and everyone at Bright Star Hub Finance, a local company based here, around here, who have done a lot of fundraising for us recently. And, in fact, slightly unfortunately, they decided they were going to do a superhero walk this Monday, just gone, Holiday Monday, from our furniture shop, which is in the High Street in Brentwood, to Billericay. And they got the mayor involved and all sorts of people involved. And in fact, if you've picked up a copy of the Brentwood Gazette this week, you'll see a big picture of them. You can't sort of miss it on one of the pages, full of orange, because they're wearing our orange shirts for the hospice. But, of course, anyone who was around here on Monday would know the weather wasn't the most kind to that type of event. And when you're bearing in mind you're wearing these big, shaggy, heavy costumes anyway, what you don't want to be is soaking wet in them.
Yeah.
But they did it. They went ahead and did it. I think the lunch at the end at the pub in Billericay didn't quite work out the way it was planned in the garden and the rest of it. But amazing. Thank you, Hayley, and thank you to everyone at Bright Star Hub who took part in that walk. And I said, if you want to see what it was all about, look in the Brentwood Gazette this week. But I know they raised a lot of money. And I said I'd plug, when I came on today, the next event they're doing. So they're not just doing that one event. We're grateful for that. They're putting on a quiz night at Brentwood County High School on Friday the 18th of September. So that's, I think it's 2 weeks tomorrow, isn't it? 18th of September. Brentwood County High School, 7 o'clock start, £10, includes a ploughman's supper. They're looking for teams of 8, but I'm sure they'll team people up if you haven't got 8 people or 7 other people to go with for a team. If you want to take part, then please do get in touch with Hayley. She said I could give out her email address, which is Hayley Rossiter, Rossiter, at brightstarhub.co.uk. There are also details on our website. In fact, for anything I mentioned today, if you want to find out more, look on the St Francis Hospice website, which is sfh.org.uk. It's a whole event section on how you can help us, all sorts of things you can do, like play our lottery and obviously take part in these various events. So we're looking forward to them. I know the walk raised, I think, around £700 they raised on Bank Holiday Monday. Absolutely. So amazing effort. Thank you to the Mayor, Brentwood, for taking part in that as well. And good luck with that quiz night on the 18th of September.
Was he done up as a superhero, by the way, Mark? Or was he just dressed up as a
superhero? Didn't look that superhero, but
he
certainly looked orange. He certainly had a lot of orange about him. So he was
That could be the tan from Brentwood,
I think,
know.
He walked the whole way as well, so well done,
Mark. There we go.
Excellent. Well done, Mark. Yeah, and talking of quizzes, a big thank you to everyone who took part in our big quiz event, which was a couple of weeks back at the Brentwood Centre. That was back on the 14th of August. We had the eggheads there. We had over 750 people taking part in that,
which
is our biggest ever. So thank you for supporting that event if you were there taking part. And the good news is we managed to raise just under £9,000 on the night. Grand on one night. So.
Brilliant.
Fantastic effort from everyone involved with that. Thank you for your support of that. And please do come along next year. We'll definitely be putting that event on again next year.
Excellent.
Now, looking a little further ahead in the diary, only a couple of days, Sunday the 20th of September is this year's date for Frankie's Classic Car and Bike Fest. It's the fourth year we put this on. One of our volunteers, Alan Mason, and again, that's perhaps an aside I should mention, we only get by at the hospice because we have so many volunteers helping us. We have about 800 volunteers who do a whole range of different things. Now, Alan normally works with our education centre. He set up an e-learning system for us. He's a great guy. He was a volunteer because he was affected by it. And as a member of his family are being cared for by the hospice, he's volunteering his time. He's a local guy. And he's into classic cars, and he thought it would be a good idea to put this event on a few years ago. We did it. It was a great success. It got bigger and it got bigger.
Yeah.
And now the fourth year round, it should be the biggest ever. We're holding it at the Ford Technical Centre in Dunton. We've had it there the last couple of years. It's a huge area, so it means we can display hundreds and hundreds of classic cars and bikes. In fact, I think we have over 200 already booked in.
Yep.
If you haven't told Alan or got in touch with us and you want to go along and exhibit your car or classic bike, please do get in touch with us now. Don't leave it to the last couple of days. Do let us know. But if you want to put a date in your diary for a great family day out, there's a vintage market there, there's food stalls, there's inflatables, all sorts of stuff for the kids, face painting, live music from a band called the Retrobates.
You've been in the studio, yeah, they have. They're really good, yeah.
And Alan will be coming, I know, to see Michelle in a couple of weeks' time and remind people about this event. But please, stick it in your diary. 20th of September, it's a Sunday, Frankie's Classic Car and Bike Fest with a vintage market, on from 10 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock at the Ford Motor Company in Dunton, just off the A127. Just £5 on the day to get in. Under 12s go free, and it really is a fun day.
And just to mention, there is, just you think, oh, cars, well, I don't, you're a woman. I don't, it could be a woman, it could be a man saying cars, well, I'm not sure. The vintage market is there, so the women can go round, or the men, if you want. So if you love
don't
the cars,
have to be together.
You don't have to be together. We all trust you to be a part.
Kids on the inflatables, dad looking at the cars, mum
around the market. But the thing
being
is,
very stereotypical,
yeah,
of course.
But I mean, you know, if you love cars, you've got the cars, and if you also love your markets, it's great, and you've got the live music. So it really is a family fun day, and £5, good value as well.
Yeah, superb. Now, what's happening is a busy day actually, Sunday the 20th of September, because we've got a whole bunch of very brave people taking part in a charity abseil for us down the ArcelorMittal Orbit, which those of you might remember the set up and built for the Olympics a couple of years ago at Stratford. Mm-hmm. It's the UK's tallest sculpture.
Yep.
So it's not a low thing. So you've got to be a bit of a nerve to do this, but we've got a bunch of people who are going to be abseiling down the side of it during the course of that day. So if you fancy doing that, it's probably just about time to express your interest and drum up a bit of support, because obviously the whole point is to get a bit of sponsorship for doing this. If you'd like to do that and think about, well, actually, that sounds rather intriguing, I'd like to do that. Amazing views, of course, from the top of that orbit into the UK's tallest sculpture at Stratford. Said it's Sunday, the 20th of September, we're doing this. Do contact my events team on 01708 771 427. That's 01708 771 427, or again, look at it up on our website. You can also find us on Facebook or Twitter about the charity abseil. If you fancy doing that, don't delay, get involved now and sign up for that. So there are a couple of events coming up in September. Looking further afield, and it seems way ahead, but it's worth mentioning now so people sort of start thinking about it, put it in their diaries, or register their interest. We've got two events that we've done a number of times before, but always very successful, always raise a lot of money for us, so we repeat them, you know, unsurprisingly. If they don't make money for us, we don't tend to repeat them. If they do, we keep them going. Yeah. Mud and Madness, a big event we have in February each year. So the date we've set for next year is Saturday the 6th of February. We have lots of teams and individuals taking part in this. It's in Upminster. It is wet, it is muddy, sometimes it's snowy and icy as well, but it's really for the not the faint hearted but a lot of fun for a lot of people who get involved with this event. And what we'd like to do is get people registered as early as possible so we can see how it's building up, because we have a certain number of places we can allocate on the day. So if you fancy doing that, and I know a number of Phoenix FM presenters and other people have got involved with this in the past, and hopefully perhaps some will again in the future. It's Saturday the 6th of February, Mud and Madness. If you fancy that, again, you can get all the details on our website, sfh.org.uk. And the other further afield event, but we'd like people to take express their interest now, is for the LV Brentwood Half Marathon, which is happening next year on Sunday the 20th of March. And you might say, well, that's way, way ahead. And it is. But the way it works, because it's organised by Brentwood and Beckett Rotary Club and others, obviously there's pressure for charity places. And we're very keen that as many people register their interest to fundraise for St Francis Hospice by taking part in this event, rather than sort of thinking a week before the event, oh yeah, I'd like to do it for the hospice, and of course then you haven't got a chance to actually raise money. So we want people to register their interest now. We've got lots of people signed up for it, but if you'd like to have one of the places that we have set aside for runners on behalf of St Francis Hospice, please do let my colleagues know in the fundraising team now. Again, same number, 01708 771 427, if you'd like to run the LV Brentwood Half Marathon. It's good timing for anyone who's thinking of doing the London Marathon, because it's the month before, and it's just a great run around some fantastic countryside around Brentwood. So if you'd like to get involved with that, Sunday the 20th of March, and do get in touch and express your interest now. Don't leave it till the new year to decide you're going to do it. If you think you want to do it, register your interest now, and hopefully you can be running wearing an orange shirt and running it on behalf of St Francis Hospice.
Worthy cause. And just to say, because you're working in the office as you do and fundraising, you must have some like crazy ideas. Tell us about some of the ones that haven't quite made it for fundraising. Because you must sit there and say, hey, what about this? Because I know if I were there, you'd be going, get out of the office now. It's like, I've got this idea.
I'm not sure I'm the best person to ask about the events we haven't put on.
I probably
don't want to dwell on some of those that didn't really work and we're not going to repeat.
No, but. Is it some of the ones that you just thought that sounds like a good idea, but we don't think we can do it? Have you had anything like that?
We have. And obviously some things we have to be very careful about these days in terms of insurance
health
and looking
and safety,
after.
Yeah,
and making sure it might sound a great idea, but you've got to think about what's involved, the ramifications of putting on this event. It's all very well if you say, well, I've got a vintage plane and we can do this and that in it, but have you got all the...
Wing walking, off you go.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Have you got the right people, the right insurance? Have you got the right facilities in place? Everything to actually really make sure it's a safe, and if it's a family event, make sure everything is catered for. I mean, again, sometimes people say, you're a charity, why don't you just rely on people doing it all voluntarily? Why do you have paid people at the hospice who are fundraisers? Hmm. Well, the reason we do is because there's a huge amount of work that goes on in putting on a lot of these events.
Yep.
Yes, we've got to get people involved on the day, but usually planning an event like some of these, like this Mud and Madness event, happens 6 to 9 months ahead of the event.
You think about people doing weddings, don't they? If you think about organising your wedding,
a year ahead.
We have to do the same
sort of thing here. Booking a location is just the start of it.
Yeah.
I mean, particularly if you involve the public, if you're involving closing roads, you've got to talk to the councils, you've got to talk to the police, you've got to have St John's Ambulance available, you've got to make sure you've got the right equipment for everyone, you've got to make sure you've got the right volunteers to steward the event on the day, you've got to register people, you've got to give them sponsorship forms, you've got to bank the money, you've got to collect the money, you've got to collect it, make sure it's safe on the day, you've got to make sure you've got refreshments if you're asking people to do, there's just a myriad of things you have to do.
Yeah.
Quite scary sometimes these days in what you've got to go through. Risk assessments, you mentioned health and safety.
Yeah.
Lots of things that have to happen to make sure it is safe and that's secure for everyone taking part. That is pretty much a full-time job for a lot of people, just organising events, let alone competing and taking part in them, which sometimes our staff do as well, of course, or they're there on the day. But there's just a huge amount of work going on. And part of their job is to, think of new ideas, look at other ideas. They're not all original. It can't always be original ideas, but we've got to think, is it practical? And bottom line, if we do this, will it raise money for us?
Yeah.
There's no point doing a load of stuff and then saying, we had a fantastic time, but we didn't make any money, or it was such a small amount of money for the effort, it wasn't really worth it, because we've got to raise this £7.2 million this year. So we've got to look at things that have a good track record, or things that we've seen other people do that we know are likely to be successful, and concentrate on those events. And, of course, encourage lots of people to do their own things. So we can support them by supplying the T-shirts, getting our mascot to go along to their event if that's what they needed, give them the banners, help them with the posters or the picture design, or put it on our website to promote the event, and obviously do a lot of things to let people do their own thing for us, where we don't have to get involved with all of that work, but we can basically get the money at the end of it and put that towards paying for the doctors and nurses we need, because, as I said, we are a registered charity, and if it wasn't for all the volunteers and all the fundraising, we wouldn't exist.
And just think, you weighed £9,000 from the quiz. That's amazing amount of money. And people, were they really competitive as well?
Yeah, of course they are. Yeah. Everyone's very
competitive. Nobody wants to do, was there a wooden spoon table? Because there normally is.
Oh, yeah, there's a wooden spoon prize. I think the winning team was a team from Brentwood. I forget the name of them now. I think they called themselves the Scrambled Eggs, the Scrambled Egg Heads, I think they call themselves. That's right. So I think they were the winners. But so well done to them. But for everyone who took part, whether you're serious or not.
Not the wooden spoon team, obviously.
Oh, no, we still need them as well, because if they're not last, everyone else can be ahead of them.
It's a prize. I was on a team like that once, and I went, I've got a prize. And they're going, no, that's a wooden spoon. That isn't it. I said, I've got taken something.
It's a memento of the night.
Yes, it was. I've kept it forever. It's lovely to see it. If people do want to get involved with the hospice, whether or not you want to fundraise, put on an event yourself, as Peter said,
volunteer your time. Maybe you're a good gardener, you'd like to help us out once a month, come up to the gardens, whatever. Please, you can see it all on our website, sfh.org.uk.
And what's the Twitter?
The Twitter, you got me on the spot now. Anyway, my Twitter is we've got different hashtags for different events.
I know what it is. Shall I tell you what it is? It's
SFH.
That's it.
That's the one.
I'm trying a little bit. I was going to read that around back to front.
Yeah, SFH, St Francis Hospital, SFH.
UK.
Yeah.
That's it. I'll get it right in the end. Nice to see you, and hopefully see you again soon.
Cheers.
Lovely. Right, here we are, 9:31. We're going to have some friends, Ferdinand with Darts of Pleasure, and I'll be back with...